Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I say welcome to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'm Dante Payne, and it's draft day eve for the WNBA. Draft is happening tomorrow on Monday. Let's get it on this beautiful, lovely 70-degree Sunday afternoon. You are listening to Dragon Sports Live, and I am Dante Payne, and it's going to be an exciting show for you. And those who are new to this show, it's about to go down. We play music, and we talk sports. Let's chop it up and start our show off right with J-Lock. I love you. Here on Dragon Sports Live. Yes, sir.
Some of you may have forgotten about what love really is or how love feels.
Yeah, so easy to do. Why do you think that is? Drop.
Good evening. I really don't have anything to say, but I hope you're feeling well. We would like to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. This is what we call the love album. Let's go. La 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 la. I would like to introduce that new one time. Yeah, sure. That kiss on the cheek, yeah. That feeling that I feel when you staring back at me. That moment, times are still, I was down to one knee. Prepared for my forever, bringing sand to the beach. Yeah. God is good and you sweet, that's the perfect combination. Yeah. We can do this forever, we our own confirmation. Just us, you and I, to death do us part. My lady, my baby, my God, what a start. My God, what a gift, this is matters of the heart. Promise forever, faithful, faithfully play my part. Yeah. It's God, so love the church, I'ma worship. I am so not of this earth, let's work it, baby.
I love you.
You better know it. Yeah.
I love you.
You better know it. Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. Come on.
I love you.
left unsaid. I do. Facts from the past that you haven't put a line through just yet. So now you let them guide you to where you're at. So now you feel you wanna fight through to get down to the real source of the pain. To decipher the codes and the thoughts in your brain. Where you pick all the women out, all are the same. Where you seem to get hella caught in the game. Get choked by the smoke and burnt by the flame. While fishing for love, so you rise to the bait only to be slain. Then you rise from the grave only to repeat the same cycle again.
It's kinda like you give more than they're worth, and it gave you less of what you deserve. So you swerve, head forward, switch gear to reverse, just to check if the choice is what they do prefer. Or is it pretty evident emotions take precedence on how they really feel? Is it really that resonant? This is what they want, or are they just a pessimist looking for an excuse to press up on the jetson? Push you overboard to test an experiment where the grass is green. If there's somebody better than you, but it's not, so this is where you're hesitant to even re-engage with the past of your skeleton. Cause digging up dirt sets the path to the reckoning, and going back in time's like bleeding and hemorrhaging over yourself and the path that you've never been. I lay this in a song, spit the burst that the record's been. The head state I'm in's not the best that it's ever been. From here on out, this shit is not relevant. The pain in my past can trump on ascendant if I aim to feed. Success is a medicine.
God.
As to why we split, I didn't get to choose the next path to take, so I picked to lose. Was it really that bad, or was it just the ruse? Another real sick game for you to pursue, another dude whose life you will soon consume with your wicked ways and your twisted views. Shit bitch, what you think, I wouldn't hear the news? It doesn't take Sherlock just to pick the clues and see the patterns that you set, but you lit the fuse to sabotage your next. They won't fit the shoes that are left in your flat. So if you're in cahoots, don't ever call me friend, cause you misconstrued. If you think that I'll ever be there for you, at one point in my time I didn't care for you. Now I don't wanna share the same air as you, cause you a toxic chick. And you got the prick you forgot to pick when you was on my dick. All of a sudden, oh shit, oh you're not so sick. What you think that I didn't see that WhatsApp shit? All the lies that you fed, what a crock of shit. Who I thought you were the opposite. Just to think that I nearly tied the knot with it. So as I put this last now in the coffin lid, just let me know that I did try to save it. Gave what I had, but you wouldn't wanna take it. Gave respect, consideration and patience. It's never enough if the love's not adjacent. When they can't control their impulse temptations, it's blatant when they divulge on occasions. Believe your heart all cracked on the pavement. So why did I fornicate with Satan?
God contain everything that I am. I can't go away, only you understand. I tried to deny that we'll crash in the end. We'll crash in the end, crash in the end. You beg me to go and beg me to stay. Cause nobody else gets you feeling this way. Distracting yourself from the things that you hate. The things that you hate. Things that you hate.
That last song you just heard was the Marine rapper, Things You Hate. And there's a lot of things that you hate. I know Shay Ho.
Not the last time I checked.
Wow, I didn't ask Siri nothing, but okay. Yeah, back to what I was saying before Siri kind of popped in. It's a lot of things you hate. I know if you've been keeping up with baseball, you already had Yankees Gerrit Cole showing his disheart with the injury disclosure, talking about how all these people having elbow injuries. Because you think about Yankees Jonathan Lazaya, he's out, elbow injury. Mariners Evie Perez, elbow injury. A's pitcher Trevor Gott, Astros pitcher Farmer Valdez, all these pitchers, and Guardians pitcher Shane Bieber. Also, Braves ace Spencer Strider. All these pitchers are that I just named are all out with elbow injuries and this playing soon. So that comes to believe, like, we don't even know what's going on with that. Simple fact, some people are playing the pitching clock because it's a faster clock, so they got no time to react and they got to throw just as hard. Some people just saying it's just unfortunate to have, but in baseball, you're going to elbow injury is going to be one of your number one injury or some type of strain. That's going to be number one injury, especially for a pitcher. If they throwing that heat or trying to throw that heat. Sometimes it just happened even just by throwing a football. Like it happened with Ben Roethlisberger. So it's like, we don't know what's going on with those elbow injury. We don't know if it's the pitching clock, but we'll see as the season go on. If we get more elbow injury, they might look into adjusting the pitch clock back some or back to how it was before. But we'll see what that goes and how that goes, because so far, it's a lot of elbow injuries. And it's actually starting to be too many to count. Like, these are big-name pitchers that I name. Either they are closer, reliever, starter, whatever. All these pitchers are being lost down on elbow injuries. Garrett Cole was recovered from an elbow injury. So it's like, let's see. Let's look into the pitch clock. Pitchers might have to change up mechanics. But we'll see. Twins shortstop Carlos Correa, he exited with a oblique strain in the third inning on Friday. So his abs gonna be on fire. He got a strain there, and you know, abs, you use your abs and core for most of everything. So it's hard to play like that. And I can pretty sure the pain is excruciating when you get up and you move a certain way. Yeah. And y'all know, did y'all know that Bad Bunny had a sports agency? Now his agency faces sanction, and one of his agents already got his certification stripped just because he was offering. The MLB Players Association says you can't offer money or anything. Yeah, you can't offer money or incentives to get somebody to leave their agency to join their specific agency. Can't do it. So now that agency that was founded by Bad Bunny in 2020 is facing MLB Players Association sanctions. We'll see what that goes and how that goes. I'll keep y'all updated on that, but it's interesting because Bad Bunny had his own HC and he's still doing the rap game. So it's crazy to hear that. But anyways, Red Sox center fielder Sedan Rafaela gets an 8-year extension worth $50 million, which is not yet confirmed. But if it does get confirmed, he will be the second youngest that the Red Sox had locked up. The first was Brian Bello with a 6-year, $55 million. So he'll be the second youngest player to lock up. Bello is 25 and Rafael is 24. I don't remember off the top of my head, but yeah, he will get that. That would be cool. And they basically going into with the youth. White Sox third baseman Johan Moncada has a adductor strain, so he's on the 15-day injury list. Also, White Sox recall outfielder Oscar Colas from AAA Charlotte. So we bringing it. Hopefully they get better. Like I said before, oblique and elbow is like one of the most common injuries in baseball that happens way too frequently, way too at all times. So we'll see what's going on with that. But we do got some exciting baseball today on this lovely, beautiful Sunday. It's crazy. Because we got the Chicago White Sox, who are struggling right now. Speaking of them, they're 2-12 on the stands. They take on the 8-6 Cincinnati Reds. Cubs, who are 8-6, take on Seattle Mariners 6-9. And then we also got the Los Angeles Angels taking on Boston today. Milwaukee and Baltimore. Colorado and Toronto. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. So it is some exciting games today. And we'll see, you know, where that goes and how that goes, but hopefully the Sox can get a win because that 2-12 is not looking good. Not looking good at all. So, and I really hope that we get the best of it. Like, hopefully we can, you know, get it in. But Astro Justin Verlander playing, return. So he throws 77 pitches in his second rehab outing, and he pitched four in this Saturday for Double A Corpus Christi. That might have been his final minor league rehab outing before rejoining the major league rotation. But the winner gave up 6 runs, 5 earned, and 7 hits against the Francisco Rough Riders, a Texas Rangers affiliated league. So now keep in mind, Verlander is 41 years old. He opened the season on the injury list with inflammation in his right shoulder, but and he did manage to get 2 charged wild pitches and pitch clock violations. So, hey, he needed 42 pitches to get through the third. We'll see. His clock might be winding down. So, yeah, he definitely, his clock might be winding down, but that shoulder injury is really bothering him. We'll see. We definitely will see at all. So, third baseman Zach McKinstry accounted for 6 runs allowed in a bizarre 12th inning as the Tigers dropped a lengthy 11-5 decision to the Minnesota Twins. 3-run error and home run as well. So that happens. You don't want to see that to happen, but you really don't. Pitchers had long day that day. Like, anytime you go 12 innings, it's like pitchers on a long day when the club has already used 5. And Detroit manager AJ Hitz called McKinstry to take the mound and help the Tigers get out of it. End it. McKinstry proceeded to walk Manuel Margaret before allowing a 3-run homer from Matt Walmer. That 12th inning sounded like it was pretty messy. Like, I don't know how I would feel if I'm taking a mound, I'm pitching, and then our show gets ruined by an error or a mistake in the 12th inning while I allowed a 3-shot run. Nah, yeah. I can't. Can't go, would not go. Twins activate left-hand pitcher Caleb Diubar from injury list. He was on the 15-day injury list, and he was restated today. So he's back in the start. The 37-year-old spent his entire career with the Twins. He has a 21-8 record with ERA of 3.4. And 1 save in 288 games. So, interesting. Phillies also reinstate Oren Kirkkonen. He had a forearm injury. Returned from his rehab assignment at Clearwater as well. So, welcome him back. But, hey, those injuries tend to happen. You got to bounce back. More on the standings. We got the New York Yankees looking good right now, sitting at 12-3. And in the American League Central, the Kansas City Royals sitting at 10-5. Orioles sitting at 8-6, too. Keep that in mind. Normally, they was at the bottom of the C-pole, but hey, the Sox got that. Texas sitting at 8-7 in the West. American League West looked like it's definitely going to be a close race. Minus the Astros, but, you know, like I said, season just beginning. National League. We got the Braves sitting at the top, followed by the Philadelphia, and then the Mets. And then in the Central, Brewers sitting at the top, as well as the Pirates. Cubs sitting currently at fourth. Dodgers sitting at 11-6 with the Padres right under them at 8-9. So, and the Rockies and Mariners. Not Mariners, Marlins, Rockies, Astros, Cubs are on their way to a 100-game lost season. So, whew, hope we get the best of them, but, you know, hopefully. Rangers lefty Brock Burke breaks a non-throwing hand, punching a wall. While punching the wall with falling a poor outing against the Astros. So that's nifty. Now you're out because you broke your hand. And he was placed on the injury list on Saturday. So that's pretty nifty. All right. That's what's going on with the baseball today. We're going to catch out some good items if you're out. Go enjoy the game. Have some fun. Go to the game if you can. And we will keep you posted. But I do got some more music here coming for you on Dragon Sports Live. And don't feel bad if you miss Dragon Sports Live, because you can catch it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also catch it on YouTube at Dragon Jump Productions. Or if you just search it, you type in www.youtube.com/DONPE1 here on Drag Sports Live. So, we got more music coming up. We gonna have we gonna have Lemon Blaze Bless here on Drag Sports Live. And that starts about now.
Oh yeah, Lima blazing, yo yo yo. Oh yeah, I'm black. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Boy, I'm up and I'm yawning, yeah. I thank God for another day, and I ain't got worries, yeah. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Yeah, I'm up and I'm yawning, yeah. I thank God for another day, and I ain't got worries, boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. I never had a Bentley or a Lambo. I never had a PJ in my name though. I never had a Hot 100 single. I've gone a few days, I could barely afford a meal though. I know that it don't mean that I ain't blessed if I ain't rocking a designer. And when I'm counting all my blessings, I never stack with the things the money can't buy. Cause I'm on me, I know I eat it, hold me. Passing weight on giving, only sign to save me. Share my money with my daddy, no forgive me. If I want ball, I go bump, I say it will be. West side, west side. A heart of gratitude is my best side. Best side, west side. Knees to the floor, that's my best side. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Boy, I'm up and I'm yawning, yeah. I thank God for another day, and I ain't got worries, yeah. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Yeah, I'm up and I'm yawning, yeah. I thank God for another day, and I ain't got worries, boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. One time for my family,
One time for my real friends, grateful for true love. One time for my baby, my woman, my earthling. I can't wait to put a ring on it. What you walking down the aisle looking stunning. I'm counting you twice in my blessings. Can't think of my world without you in it, in it. Oh no, 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 I don't even think of money to say I'm blessed. Oh no, 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 boy, I'm a child of God, so how can I not be blessed? West side, best side, a heart of gratitude is my best side. Best side, best side, knees to the floor is my best side. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Boy, I'm up and I'm yawning, yeah. I thank God for another day, and I ain't got worries, yeah. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Yeah, I'm up and I'm yawning, yeah. I thank God for another day, and I ain't got worries, boy. I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Yeah, boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Boy, I'm blessed. What you mean? I got breath in my lungs, don't you see? Oh yeah.
Pressure hit different when your freedom on the line. They say if you scared, go to church, right? I say stop playing with it.
Okay. You know what he on. Got him, did a number on him.
Oh, yeah.
He the man, no, he ain't. No Juana on him.
Oh, no.
Super cool, but he hot. Throw some water on him. Woo. And shawty, don't you want a man with them honeys on them blue faces.
Big stacks, yeah, he working for himself.
Got a big crown on. Aye. He don't need nobody help.
Aye. Got a big smile on. See the swagger in his stuff.
He up in church thanking God Jesus died for his wealth.
Hold up.
No, no Kelly and Nelly, but now we got a dilemma. Them nails in his hand, boy, he bled for the center.
Shot that paper, cause them trees will fall like timber.
And you will too, but you don't want that scar like Simba. Living life bitter. Speaking to dry bones, but then get mad when they don't get up.
Nah.
Praying over your cousin in Nana house, they still got hit up.
Just because you still struggling, that don't mean you ain't deliver.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight, I'm gonna live my life till I die. Church boy,
we don't see what you said, what you mean. Don't be playing with GLD. You ain't strong, why you weak?
Ain't nothing but a church boy.
He told his mama he'd be gone to November. That was August 31st, locked up in September. Co-defendants in jail, he was home by the winter. Gave up every single name and everything that he remembered. Living the fast life, but ain't no breaks in the street. God told him he had life when he got saved, but didn't see that everything he really wanted, sacrificed every need. Found himself behind bars, running away from being free, huh? I seen the story more times than I care to. Ride or die until the driver start asking you where to. On the road to hell, sit on your tail in the rear view. In your bag, but never had real power to tear through.
Preach.
Don't be that prodigal, creating obstacles, doing things that you ain't gotta do. Inside of you is you who makes it possible to power through, endowing you, letting him power you. Then you really making power moves, for real.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight, I'm gonna live my life till I die. Church boy,
we don't see what you said, what you mean. Don't be playing with GLD. You ain't strong, why you win?
Last name look like first name, what I? I'm from the land where the bucks fly. Your grandmama had to get the wash powder. Baloney had a red ring in the dress clothes, got a sun dry. We ain't want the evil like Mumra. We's in the church when the sun high. Praying to the Lord that he come by. Cause little black boys getting bucked when the young guys and all white cops never gun shy. Man, I'm an analyst, peep the animus. Get to working on your deltoids. You got a world in your hands and they trying to jack sons like Neverland Ranch. And the guns kinda real like steroids. I'm from the south, homie, I'm a red coin, and they put my dogs down like their boy. Real talk, I see errors in they future, son, so till they all in the sky like Elroy, gotta tell them.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight, I'm gonna live my life till I die. Church boy,
we don't see What you said? What you mean? Don't be playing with GLD. You ain't strong. Why you weak?
You ain't nothing but a church boy.
I'm sorry if y'all just heard that feedback. That's when you have a speaker too close to the mic. It gives you feedback. So I am sorry that you got that feedback. But welcome back to Dragon Sports Live. If you just tuning in, you just missed out on Big Louie Bam Bam here on Dragon Sports Live. And what I try to do with this show is I'm going to give you support by playing your music, put you on up. We got a couple new artists on the way that's recently been added to my playlist. And we got the draft for the NFL happening in about a week now. I think it's April 27th, if I'm not mistaken. So that's gearing up. And we don't know what's going to happen with the draft picks. We do know the Vikings won't force the trade to draft a quarterback. We know that. Because even in a draft class that's a deep class of quarterbacks, you know the Vikings had parted ways with Kirk Cousins. And then they signed bridge starter Sam Darnold and acquired a second round pick. Well, I should say a second round first round pick. I don't know. Because that gives, yeah, they got two first round picks, 23 and number 11. And they don't, I feel like you don't really need to trade up like with this deep draft quarterback class if you're trying to draft the quarterback of the future. Just the simple fact their quarterback may be North Carolina's Drake May, or perhaps J.J. McCarthy, or even Michael Penix Jr. More seamless to say that that's where it's going to go, but we still won't know until the day of the draft, so a lot of the big boards and all that are still having Caleb Williams to go to the Bears. Bears might trade up the day before or the day of. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with the number one pick. Bears might use that number one pick. They might get more draft assets after the number one pick, but we don't know. Because the top three teams that's on the board will be Chicago, Washington, New England. We'll each probably drop a quarterback, but at least three teams other than the Vikings are making a play for quarterback in the top 10. New York Giants already have the number 6 pick, while the Broncos at 12 and Vegas at 13. Both of those candidates can trade up. But that doesn't count any stuff for the teams that keep their plans more private than others. So we shall see. Because speaking on the Broncos need more help than quarterback in the draft. They have 8 picks at their disposal. Starting with offense, you know, you need some offensive help, linemen, stuff like that, quarterback. Yeah, it's more to it than just, hey, we have to draft. So, hey, it is what it is on that note. But I'm still curious to see where these players end up. I'm going to watch the WNBA draft tomorrow. I'm going to watch the NFL draft. Or I might just not. I just pay attention to who gets drafted where. Then I'll look and see if they fit with that team. Because some teams, I feel like a player won't fit with that team. But depending on the play style, you might be able to fit with that team. So that's that. Safety Logan Ryan announced his retirement. He's going to retire with the Patriots, 2-time Super Bowl champion. Played for the Titans, Giants, Buccaneers, and 49ers after 11 seasons. 755 titles, 19 interceptions, 13 sacks, and 14 forced fumbles. And one defensive TD. So he calling it quits after 11 seasons. Big ups to him on that. Patriots agrees to a 4-year deal with Kyle Duggar, that's worth $48 million. He's a 2020 second round pick from D2 Lenoir Rain. So he's there, and he's also one of the oldest rookies at 28. Cool. Panthers give defensive tackle director. Derrick Brown gets a 4-year extension that's worth $96 million. And Chief bring back defensive end Mike Donna with a 3-year, $24 million deal. NFL positions, specific helmets, options will more than double for 24 because you got certain style helmets for specific for running backs, quarterbacks, kickers, or whatever. You got different style helmets, and that probably would more than double. Jaguars pass rusher Josh Allen gets a 5-year, $150 million deal. $88 million guaranteed, and the NFL and people mourn. So the passing of O.J. Simpson, passed away of cancer at the age of 76. Now I've seen mixed reviews on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, that some people was like good riddance, some people, I'm like, that's kind of disrespectful. The man was battling cancer, and like y'all want to say good riddance or say finally, like, let the man rest in peace. And his family is trying to fight to get a $38.5 million suit payout. So, hopefully the best for the Forrester family, but let the man rest in peace. Let him be peaceful. Leave him alone, basically. Let him and his family mope and get over and then continue moving on. Kansas City, Rasheem Rice was stated, and he drove his car at 119 miles per hour before the crash, which was given an affidavit that caused a six-car crash. And so we'll see how that goes for him. Right now it's not looking good, but we'll see. He might have a misdemeanor, might be suspended for the team for a little bit. But he was seen, him and four of the men were seen leaving the scene of the crash without seeing if anybody was injured and need help. So, with that being said, Rice is facing one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. Knox, on the other hand, has been suspended by FSMU football and turned himself in on Friday, faced the same charges as Rice, his former SMU teammate. So it's like, okay. Rice will turn 24 April 22nd and grew up in North Texas suburb of North Richland Hills. 79 catches, 938 yards, team leading 7 touchdown receptions and 16 starts. Well, 16 games, 8 starts. So we'll see what goes with that. Arizona State adds Steelers great Hines Ward as a wide receiver coach. This deal is expected to be finalized in the near future, said bringing a Super Bowl MVP and 2-time Super Bowl champion to Arizona coaching staff, which also brings coaching experience as well, because he is a former wide receiver coach at Florida Atlantic and has been an office assistant for the New York Jets as well as head coach in the XFL. In case y'all forgot, he was an XFL head coach. So he's not coming in all new to the game. He has some coaching experience. And he'll join second-year coach Kenny Dillikin's staff after the departure of receiver coach Rashad Simples to Oregon. So, cool. He will have under his thing veteran transfer Jake Smith, leading return receiver Elijah Badger, and Colorado transfer Jordy Tyson. So, big ups to him on that. Congratulations on that. Seahawks add veteran Lakin Thompson to fill the offensive line void. It's a one-year deal. Deal's worth up to $4 million. Thompson was released by the New York Jets in February. And he basically gives the Seahawks experience and durable start to help fill one of the biggest remaining holes that they had. So, he was a first-round pick by the Detroit Lions in 2015. Made 138 starts. Cool. Beans. Defensive lineman prospect Tevondre Sweat arrested for DWI. He is posed potentially the number 3 defensive tackle on the big boards. See what that goes from there. I don't know if that messed up his theme, but NCAA ways changes to transfer eligibility. They are looking at potential changes where they can play immediately. They don't have to wait if they're over certain academic thresholds. They should be able to play immediately. So they're going to weigh in, look into that, the eligibility of transfers and stuff like that. NCAA plans to create a consumer protection system for athletes and families, those with nil deals and fraudulence. So to protect them from the fraudulence and protect them against with the nil deal, since the nil name, image, and likeness is becoming more and more popular. That's also causing the teams to depart, like the NBA G League team, G League Ignite, is causing them to basically disband, since you got the name, image, and likeness and stuff like that. After, like, this would be their final season. So UCF defensive end Josh Citizen transferred to Texas A&M, and ULFV gives Barry Odom a 5-year contract extension. Ooh, wasn't trying to hit that. Browns reworked Nick Chubb's deal to keep the running back in the fold, which is a good move on, I think it's a good move on their part. And I don't know if y'all been watching, but some of these UFL games been pretty good. Some of them been close. Now, the Renegades, who won the championship in the XFL last year, they are struggling this season. 0-3 to start it out, but they look fairly well. The Birmingham Stallions are 3-0. 3-game winning streak. San Antonio Brumis is 2-0. I believe they played a day, if I'm not mistaken. I think they definitely played a day. Yeah, they played a day. So we'll see how that goes. We got the Roughnecks and the Panthers right now playing on ABC ESPN+. And Roughnecks lead the Panthers 8-3 right now. Roughnecks trying to get out of 0-2 starting game victory. Battlehawks take on the Bremers later on today. And Saturday's games, the Defenders beat the Renegades 29-28. Stallions 33-14. But it was a lot of good trick plays that I seen in that. And hey, we got to bring those plays back. The trick plays is what I think was best. So it's good that I'm seeing that in the UFL, because I'm still getting used to saying United States Football League, Spring League, and XFL, but Dumar the conference now, so still getting used to it. Bear with me, but they was looking pretty good, and I like what I see from that, from those games. And some of them playing like they playing their heart out, some of them trying to get drafted again, well, go back to the NFL, make a comeback. But it's good to see those players out there hustling and doing that thing on there. So we'll see what's going on with that. That's all I got. Draft is coming up in about a week now, and we're going to have fun with it. I got Dead Felders coming up, Night Child, here on Dragon Sports Live. Tune in. Be sure to rock with me. Listen to me. Feel me out. If you got comments, drop them on Dragon John Pro, X, Facebook, Instagram. Yes, sir. This is Dead Feathers, Night Child, here on Dragon Sports Live.
Night Child. It's a Michael B. Banger.
Rich from the pole. Richie Rich, I ain't no bitch. Leave you laying in the ditch. Pocket swole, obese. Still eating up all the blue cheese. You see my plate? It's filled with noodles and my gully and beef. But in your eyes, I can see you a vegetarian. My Miami Heat, my favorite team. Been that way since they got D Wade. I'm on the road, be staying afloat. What is an anime? I'ma need a definition. Cause if they looking suspicious, my own dogs, my ex. Even let shorty take pictures.
That's what that pain do. Don't be a part of the problem, don't let it change you. I know you come from the bottom and that's what make you. I know you know I've been hurting, I never show it. I said I swear I ain't perfect, I know you know it. I guess whatever is working is what we go with. Whatever is working is what we go with. Yeah, yeah. Tryna stack my money up, tryna get my bread right. Send a prayer to God, but I don't know if what I'm saying right. Remember last summer when we used to kick it every night. Had to cut all of them people off, it was a sacrifice. A sacrifice I had to make, had too many around me fake. I can't push nobody clock, I don't got the time to waste. Made myself a boss, now I don't know what I'm gonna do today. Had to cut you off, cause I don't need nobody in my space. I don't know how to love, what is love, tell me what is that. Say they love you when they get close, stab you in the back. I got hurt by love too many times, I've been losing track. I can't keep no friends, it seem like friends don't know how to act. Say that you a shooter, but I know that you won't step for real. You would've been eating on my table if you kept it real. Be the niggas in your city that don't wanna see you win. They say that I be acting Hollywood, cause I can't let me giving you love, just trying to save you. I know it's harder to trust, that's what that pain do. Don't be a part of the problem, don't let it change you. I know you come from the bottom and that's what make you. I know you know I've been hurting, I never show it. I said I swear I ain't perfect, I know you know it. I guess whatever is working is what we go with. Whatever is working is what we go with. Yeah, yeah. Don't know what I'm doing, I don't wanna be alone. Really, I can't see my body with somebody else. Tell my mama that I'm praying for her body health. Send someone by the water, probably by myself. Thinking about your ways and the ways that I felt. Thought that it was love, but it was something else. Thought that it was love, but it was something else. Someone by the water, probably sitting in my coop. Can't believe I'm really in my feelings over you. Said I thought that it was love. Thought that it was love, but it was something else. Diamonds hit like water dripping like a sink. Always worry about what everybody think. I'm playing games, you been messing with my mind. Try. You been acting different, I don't like that. I was in my feelings, but I left it in the past. Niggas ask me, how did I get it back? Where was you at when it was bad? My niggas stabbed me in the back. And it took everything I had. I don't wanna be alone. I remember back when it was first and now you getting on my phone. Lately I've been in my zone. Lately I've been in my zone. Lately I've been in my zone. Tryna be a better person. Sometimes I wonder if it's even worth it. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's working. Don't know what I'm doing, I don't wanna be alone. Really, I can't see my body with somebody else. Tell my mama that I'm praying for her body health. Send someone by the water, probably by myself. Thinking about your ways and the ways that I felt. Thought that it was love, but it was something else. Thought that it was love, but it was something else. Someone by the water, probably sitting in my coop.
Can't believe I'm really in my feelings over you. Said I thought that it was love. Thought that it was love, but it was something else.
I really basically like freestyled this because I wrote it in like 10 minutes. I just wrote it down as I thought it, if that makes sense. I was like, I said, God told me that I'm headed for the top spot. I won't hesitate, I'll just jump in it like it's hopscotch. He get me connected anywhere like he a hot spot. Now I'm plugged in, so anything I do be top notch. God told me change the game and they don't even. Is how I separate the flows. Remember all the days that I struggled with all my lows. Now I'm in position to help him open some doors. God told me
what he said.
Now I'm all the way up. I ain't even gotta tell him. They already know what's up. You illuminated my potential, I done leveled up. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins, cause I don't wanna mess this up.
I don't
remember when I was just sinning and wishing that I could come up on a million. Imagine that now I'm just leading the men and the women and children to eternal living. It's crazy that I had thought God had forgot about me and he showed me why I was invented. I owe him, he showed me I'm chosen, I know what I'm gifted. I just need a bow and a ribbon.
Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for our sins and for loving us even when we're bad. Thank you for all your blessings and glory, and please never leave my side.
Childlike fate that I have, I'm wishing to blow up. I thought it was depression, I guess I just had to grow up. I ain't even know what to do until you had showed up. I was dying in a place that I was meant to grow from. I've been so confused with myself, I've been going under. Filled with so much anger from all the lightning and thunder. Pretending in my face, but be judging me undercover. I got hatred in my heart, but I know we should love each other. I'm evolving into someone who I can never imagine. I'm preaching when I'm rapping, mixed with the vibe of a pastor. They thought I was capping, I low-key hope they kept laughing. Ironically, now it's backwards, I hate that this had to happen. How am I alive after using your name in vain? How did I survive? I had suicide on my brain. Felt like I'm Superman, now you bless me with Lois Lane. I got through all the pain and I never remained the same. Walking with faith on my side, I don't even know why I was ever in pain. With tears in my eyes, I knew I could fly, but cannot deny I was going insane. But still I would try, I never would die, I never could let it all go down the drain. Before they put me in the grave, they all gonna remember my name. Kieran. Father, today I ask forgiveness for all of the negative and harmful words I have spoken about myself. I promise to never abuse myself in such a way again. Transform my thoughts and let me understand how marvelously you made me. Change my habits so I use my tongue to speak hope and favor upon my life. Dear God.
I love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome back to another edition of Dragon Sports Live. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, but it's going down tomorrow as the WNBA draft will be going down. It's definitely going down. We got Clark Reese, Caitlin Clark, Andrew Reese, Cameron Brink, and Carmilla Cardozo, who all been invited to Monday's draft. Clark is the new top scorer across Division I men's and women's basketball after a historic career at Iowa. And is definitely expected to be selected by the Indiana Fever with the number one pick, who has former South Carolina big girl, Aaliyah Boston, and was also Rookie of the Year. Brink finished her All-America campaign at Stanford while Cardozo, like a lottery pick, just won her second national title with South Carolina, earning Final Four Most Outstanding Player honors along the way. Reese is a projected first-round pick, led Tigers to the national championship last season. And other invitees is Rika Jackson of Tennessee, Aaliyah Edwards, Nika Moore of UConn, J.C. Sheldon, and Celeste Taylor of Hawaii State. So we will see who will get drafted on there. Because after the Fever pick at number one, the Los Angeles Sparks own the second pick, followed by Chicago Sky with the three, and the Sparks again at four. Now, Chicago Sky did make some good moves, thanks to that new general manager that we have. Because we didn't have no picks in the first round. We didn't have no picks. Now, we got the number three first round pick. And third six selections would be made in all, with 12 in each of the three rounds. So let's see who gets drafted, where, and who. The draft takes place Monday at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York. So let's see. U.S.-Germany women's basketball exhibition set for July 23rd. Team USA will play Germany at the O2 Arena in London, just ahead of the Paris Olympics. It will be part of USA basketball showcase that week in London, with the men's team playing Olympic warm-up games on July 20th against South Sudan and July 22nd against current world champion Germany on the 23rd. So that's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be very interesting to see. So we'll see how that goes and where it goes from there. But we got a lot of transfers happening in South Carolina. Couple people transferred to South Carolina. So I'm going at like Oregon State's women's forward Shamia Gardiner enter transfer portal. UNC women's guard Deja Kelly will enter portal as well. UConn wins six championship and back to back, but they also center Donovan Klingman declare for the draft. And East Washington hires Dan Monson as coach. Alex Starr will enter the draft. He's playing in the NBL right now, and he will enter the draft. Duke top scorers Kyle Filipolansi and freshman Jared McClain will enter the draft. And Alabama guard Ryan Griffin enters portal. Dan Hewley plans to stay at UConn. So while that's happening, they thought that he was going to go to University of Kentucky, but he didn't. UK head coach John Calipari is finalizing a 5-year deal to become Arkansas's next head coach. He already said there's work that needs to be done, but University of Kentucky just named alum Mark Pope as men's coach. He was the BYU head coach for five seasons. Just named him there, and he's alum there. Also helped him win the national title in 1996, I believe. Kentucky freshman Aaron Bradshaw enters portal, and Knox Conner decommits from Kentucky. So that kind of happens when your coach leaves and goes somewhere else. Hawks ruled out forward Jalen Johnson ankle and Onyeka Ogwu with a toe. Karl Anthony Towns made his return and was dropping dimes in his return. And he needed to, because right now we got a three-way tie as far as NBA standings. It's a three-way tie with teams in the West for the top seed. So a lot of these final games that's dropping today is going to have playoff ramifications, whether this team moves up higher in the seeding or stay, get out the play-ins. Sixers need to win to avoid play-in, but they also need help from other teams to lose to, like I said, to avoid the play-in and just be straight in the playoffs. But, you know, it's going to happen. But that West, whew, ain't nothing. It's something serious. But I'll let y'all know what's going on with that in coming times. So stay tuned for another edition of Dragon Sports Live. I'll be signing off. Peace out.